Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. Go from a fan of the show to star of the show. Send us your opinions now, and they could be discussed live on today's show. Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. Welcome inside the Rod Peterson Show, originating from beautiful Regina, Saskatchewan, Canada. I'm your host, Rod Peterson. Pleased to be joined by Darren DuPont, who you can see on set, and some very special guests on this Wednesday show. Show number 3 of the Rod Peterson Show. Football maven, Hall of Fame writer, broadcaster John Lynch dropping by. Frenzy, we'll get the introduction in a moment. And also former Riders lineman Mike Abou-Meshrick will be in studio today, along with a couple of good buddies of mine from the Professional Bull Riding Tour, Canadian champion Chad Bestplug, and from Alpha Bowl Promotions, Sean Gawley, because the big PBR event is coming up Saturday night in Moose Jaw. Those boys will be in studio with us later on. Frenzy, how are you?
I'm great.
Great.
Really great. Beautiful day.
Of course you are. You get that mic high enough on him?
I think so.
Doesn't even need a microphone. You're good. How are you, Dupes?
I'm great. Good. Yeah, day 3. This is awesome.
It is.
Yeah,
I'm
really
very excited to have everybody joining along through the Facebook feed, on social media, all the rest. I got a list of topics to get through with Lynch here today, but there's a couple things that I wanted to get to right off the top. Number one, no Stanley Cup final last night, no NBA finals last night. So I want to know what you guys did last night. Did you actually live and be a human being, or what did you do? And here's mine. We moved my mom into a new care facility yesterday, and did you saw on my Instagram story at Rod Peterson Official, by the way, this care facility, it's like a senior's home. Every day at 4 o'clock, a gentleman's club.
I saw that on your story.
I know. So we didn't check it out yesterday, but my brother and I are going back today at 4. See what that's all about. Then I went and got a late haircut. And the lady that was cutting my hair, there's two Vietnamese sisters that are awesome that cut my hair for me. Their names are Jem and Truk. And as they were cutting my hair, Jem was cutting my hair. And she said she had to hurry up and get out because she was going to swimming lessons. And she's like in her mid to late 30s. And I said, how do you not know how to swim in your 30s? I said, is there no water where you're from? She's from Vietnam. Which shocked me, but she was going to the... Lynch, you know how to swim.
Yep, I do.
When did you learn to swim?
About 40 years ago. Echo Lake, Bassetta Point. We got a cottage there, remember? Right on the water.
Did you fall out of the boat?
And No, I didn't. My dad carried me and dropped me, and I didn't drown, so...
Sink or swim. And you, where did you learn to swim?
Oh, yeah, I learned Wynyard, right?
Wynyard.
In the pool. Oh, yeah, as a kid, I got it all. Not quite to the lifeguard, but that's what you do, right? You take the 12 steps, you take the bronze cross, the bronze medallion, or whatever it's called.
But you didn't have a pool in Milestone.
Yes, that's where I learned to swim, was the Milestone pool. See the sign back here? Oh, they're not looking at me. Right here, I learned in the Milestone pool how to swim. But then if you're going to be swimming in dugouts and God knows what else in rural Saskatchewan, you need to know how to swim. So I was shocked that these wonderful ladies from Vietnam didn't know how to swim. But hopefully they're learning. So that was, and then went home and talked for about 2 hours with my wife. Just sat on the bed, didn't turn the TV on, just talked for 2 hours. It was real nice. Lynch, what'd you do last night?
I watched 2 episodes of Law & Order.
Oh, outstanding.
You know why?
No.
M.H., Mariska Hargitay. Love her.
Mariska Hargitay, I'm a fan. Yes, that's why. Okay. And that's it?
Yep.
Good for you. Dupes?
Yeah, I was catching up on a couple things. I got some television in the background, but I was taking out the trash. We were cleaning the studio.
You're working.
That's what you do, right? I mean,
I'm
got to keep this thing together.
Which I'm this is why I love this job. You guys all have it set up for me. You're not going to believe this, viewers. I show up for 2 hours in the morning and leave. And that's it. Because I told you that's all I want to do. You're doing all the work. And this team behind this wall, this veritable army that I talked about, they're doing all the social media stuff. They're posting the clips and the memes and everything. All I got to do is show up and talk. It's nice. Thank you, by the way.
Well, that's what it's supposed to be.
It's supposed to be, yes. But it's not. Everywhere, and booking the guests, which we'll get to. I have something to say about that. But I think we have a winner, guy.
Well, trust me, I mean, that's how we do it. And it's not all for free. I mean, I got a business to operate here, and you know, we're building an empire. And
right, Brewster's Millions. We're in business, and we're in the business of making money, and business is good, and we're in the business of being in business.
And if we're having, as long as we're having fun, business is good.
Right. Well, we're having fun. Absolutely. And that's why Mike Abou-Meshrick is coming on the program today, because he's very evident that I'm having hella fun.
Well, that's important. You know, you mentioned that he's coming. Everybody's coming out of the woodwork to want to be on this show. It's not like we're going out and recruiting these people. They're coming to us because it's so exciting.
We have
Mike's probably swimming right now. He's got his own pool, you know.
Yeah, he sees that on my Instagram. You got to get on Instagram, Lynch. You do. John, we already have a comment from Todd on Facebook. He said, if Lynch doesn't say very Winnipegish, I'm boycotting the show. Can you say it?
Very Winnipegish.
We got to get a better one.
Where did that? Very Winnipegish. I don't know. I did it right off the top of my head. Look at my head, okay?
Right off the top of his head. Yeah. Oh, Lynch is in fine form today, I can tell. Anyways, we have a winner of 1,000 polls, 2 reporting polls already. They're saying the Rod Peterson Show is a winner. It's a winner. You saw the rant yesterday, the Willie Jefferson rant, has thousands of views. These guys pulled the little clip, put it on Twitter, and CFL players, and most notably, who were they? Otha Foster, Derek Dennis, guys liking it. We are a show for the players. I'm on the players' side, although not all players are on our side. Bo Levi Mitchell, the note that we got from the Stampeders is that he is respectfully declined. I think that's the correct term of coming on this program. You guys think it's all funny. I don't
think it's funny.
I don't think it's funny. I feel bad that Bo Levi doesn't want to come on the show. I don't blame him. I haven't been very nice to him over the years. And I think that him and I are very similar in a lot of ways. I do. And I can see why his feelings would be hurt. So if I need to offer an apology, it would mean nothing for me to apologize now to you guys, but I would apologize to Bo Levi for anything I may have said or done that would upset him. I want him on the show. I don't want him mad at me. Is that fair?
Do you think everybody's talking. It's the shut your mouth comment, right? I mean, on the radio with the Duran pick six, but
who knows
that's
why?
That's part of the game. That's all in fun. It's not a personal attack. It's the heat of it.
It was the heat of the battle.
But I think he's embarrassed that he didn't make an NFL team, guys. And I thought he would have made one or two. I think he's better than 4 or 5 of those quarterbacks in the NFL, Darren.
No, I agree with you.
I mean, I don't know what happened. Well, I guess I'm going to say he chickened out, but he decided to stay home in Calgary, I guess. Wow. He's going to live in Calgary for $800,000. How can he live in Calgary for $800,000?
Let's just jump right into the Lynchism. Right. By the way, Ernie Waldner watching from Swift Current, Big Ern, who says this is going to be unbelievable. I can't do the Trump imitation but like he does.
You know what? Ernie, get your butt here. I know you were all over the states in Montana and wherever you were. You got to get in here because this seat
you
is
see this.
For you.
Yeah. Big Ern, what did he say? We have the best people. Believe me, great people. He's so good.
Yes.
Anyways, sorry to interrupt. So, Lynch, let's just roll with it. People are excited that you're on. So, I said, like, Lynch has what I call football Tourette's. He just blurts things out. Like, we're driving around, and he's like, Zach Collins, what about him? That's what I'll be watching tomorrow night. Okay, then it'll be 5 minutes of silence, and then kicking game. What about it? That's what I'll be watching, the kicking game. So, if you go to my Instagram story, you'll see Lynch and I rolling around a Big Bird this morning. And we went to Tim Hortons. It's camp day. And the folks at Tim Hortons Camp Day gave us this teddy bear, right, John?
Yeah, they sure did. Lovely girls.
Lovely girls. Right down, John and I live like 3 blocks from each other. Yeah. And so it's Tim Hortons Camp Day. I was alerted to that by the commissioner's tweet this morning. Randy Ambrosi is at Camp Day in Toronto.
Wonderful.
So way to go, Randy. Ambassador Coffee, which is right over my head, right there, is a sponsor of the show. But they were cool with us doing Tim Hortons Camp Day today for that.
They were beautiful, those 2 girls.
Enough about the girls, Lynch. It's about the coffee, okay?
And the kids.
It's all about
the kids.
The kids
were great.
Can we forget about the girls at Tim Hortons and talk about the kids? So get out there to Tim Hortons and support Camp Day. So
14
anyways,
minutes into the show, I'm crying already.
ESBG. That's what we want to talk about.
This is an ESBG. John, take it away.
Early season big game with the Bombers in town to play the Riders. Only an exhibition game, folks, but a lot of pride at stake here. The pride of the Saskatchewan Roughriders. They stunk it up in Calgary. Let's tell it like it is there. It was a bad game for the Roughriders. So they've got to regain that pride and show the Roughrider fans this province that they're a good football team. They're going to put the first stringers in the offensive line, defensive line, running backs, wide receivers, quarterbacks. So this will be the Roughrider team you're going to see in a week when they go to Hamilton. Let's see how good they are. I think they have a lot of pride. I think the coach has a lot of pride. He's lost his first game. He wants to win the second. And for the sake of the fans, this is too good a team to play like they did. It's too good a football team to play like they did in Calgary. I'm still picking them for second place. And they're going to show the fans why tomorrow night.
You go ahead, Darren.
No, I agree. I mean, this is a big game in that sense. Because as I was saying earlier this week on the show, I mean, the Riders, it's our escape, right? There's so many things that bring us down. Work sucks. Sometimes home sucks, yeah. Right? I'm not making enough money. You know, all that stuff for people, right? I mean, yeah. We have plenty of things to complain about. Politics. We don't like the prime minister or the president, right? Yeah. Football is supposed to be our escape.
That's right.
And it's supposed to be our happy place. And right. I said this, when our happy place isn't very happy, it's not a good thing. So I think, it's a preseason game. It doesn't mean anything for the team in terms of are they going to be successful this season. But, you know, you got to get the fans engaged and get them excited again.
Yeah, but so, I know you fairly well now. And I think you are inside very surprised at how bad the Riders played last week.
Yeah. You know what? It's true. I mean, you want this. It's not like it was a rebuild.
No.
It's not like the team was so bad and they fired the coach and they fired the general manager. No, he left for a promotion and a pretty good team that had now climbed up to 12 wins. Yep. And now you're expecting to take the baton and take the next leg of the race, whether we're on the third leg of the 4x1 or we're on the fourth leg.
A lot of people want to finish first.
Yeah.
I mean, we had a pretty good team last year. After all we said about Chris Jones, they were 12-6.
He was the coach of the year. What was said about Chris? He was the coach of the year.
Yeah, well, that's right. But no, people on the street I'm talking about, the fans.
Oh, didn't like him, yeah.
And it's talking about, well, what have we done to improve?
Yeah.
Well, the team has slowly improved. A 12-win team is a good team.
Yeah.
What did we lose? I mean,
a lot.
You know, we lost some things.
Jefferson.
But we brought in Micah Johnson.
Yeah.
And, you know, who's in the top five in the CFL, potentially, in terms of top five players.
Yeah.
And this team needs to take a step forward. That's what we're expecting. So I think it's important that at least we come out and show that we can compete with the best in this league.
No, we want to win the game. That competing, just compete. Rawad, in all the years we've been around knowing each other, competing, we just compete, maybe make the playoffs, has been the Rough Rider mantra. No, we want to win the game. Jim Hobson is right from when he took over in 95. We want to win.
05.
We want to win the Grey Cup and be first. And that's what I want to see from this team. And I think Craig Reynolds believes that too. Yeah.
The questions are coming in on Facebook. Here's, I think, why this show is so popular and is going to be very popular once people understand is you are interactive with the show. A lot of teams these days don't want the fans' voice. They don't want the fans' opinion. A lot of shows don't want that. We do, especially through these social media channels. So, John, I'm seeing a few things here. Paul from IKS Media, we can throw that out, right? He's the owner of this. It's the reason the show is on the air. Writes, watching from Red Deer, it's great that John is on.
He's right about that.
Hang on. Somebody wrote in here and asked what you think the Riders' record will be, Frenzy. What this year, what do you think it'll be? That's a tough one.
No, I'm going to say same as last year, 12-6. I think, they're going to do it. What are you mad about?
I'm not mad about anything. I think it's a little early to be drinking, isn't it?
I think they're listen, guys. Provided Zach Kolaris is healthy. I if he's healthy, we're going to be 12-6.
Of course.
And finish second.
Okay.
If he's not, we're going to be in trouble.
Yeah.
Eh?
Do you agree? No, I agree. I mean, a lot of people will say that Zach didn't win in those games.
No.
But there's a reason they won. Yeah. And they won when he was in the lineup. Yeah. And he just has that effect on people. He's that kind of a guy.
He's a winner.
He's a winner.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter how you win. And that was my big thing with Vince Young. I'm a Titans fan, right? I mean, everybody talked about he doesn't have the completion percentage. He doesn't have the sexy stats like Brady or Rodgers guys that are good.
Yeah.
But he won football games. How many fourth quarter game-winning drives? His winning percentage was good. But for these football stats guys, it doesn't you know, satisfy them for some reason.
I have heard many conversations in the offseason. I'm sure you have, Darren. People talking. If you listen to the conversation and didn't know what happened last year, you'd think we finished last. The attitude of the people. They're very negative. Right? They're very negative about the team last year and going into this year, which really bothers me. So this team has something to show. They've got pride. We know they're good players. We know we got a good coach. Big game for the coach tomorrow, too. They have to win that game and impress people.
Simple as that, guys. These are the people, John, that you would say should be in photography. Because why?
They're negative experts.
They're negative experts. They should be in photography. Do you know what that means?
Yes.
Negatives. Yes. We're getting all the Lynchisms out here. I don't think it's as important for Craig Dickinson to win the game on Thursday night. He will tell you it's important to play well and get out of the game healthy.
Are Bombers the number one team in the West?
Power rankings-wise? I'm saying Calgary and my good friend Bo Levi Mitchell are number one in the West. How could you not say that? They're the defending Grey Cup champions, and they are until somebody else wins the trophy.
Lost so many key people on defense. Sterling.
You say that every year about Calgary.
Sterling, Mika Johnson, no, but that's a big losses.
Alex Singleton,
Mika Johnson.
I don't know. That there's no answer to that question right now. Who's the best team in the CFL West? Darren, what do you think?
No, it's got to be Calgary until somebody tells you it's not. But, you know, Winnipeg, they're pretty excited in Winnipeg.
Oh, they sure
are. They're really excited in Winnipeg.
They figure this is the year in getting Willie Jefferson, turn them on, boy.
You know,
I know several people in Winnipeg, they thought that was a great coup. And the Bombers gave him some money because he's really enthused about going to Winnipeg. So
you're very money is the only reason you'd be enthused about going to Winnipeg?
He's become since then very Winnipegish.
John, do you remember how that phrase came up, very Winnipegish? Do you remember how you started it?
I was talking to you.
About what?
The city of Winnipeg.
The stadium.
The stadium in Winnipeg. Yeah, the stadium in Winnipeg.
That's what it was. People need to understand something. And part of that two-hour conversation that I had last night with my wife, just sitting on our bed visiting, I said, you understand Lynch is like my best friend. She knows that because we've been together long enough. John Lynch is like a 25-year-old in an 81-year-old body. It's spirit, right? It's pizzazz.
I said before that I made that statement that Winnipeg, I've been to Winnipeg 20 years working for the football, and honest to God, I've only seen one good-looking woman in Winnipeg, and when I went and talked to her, guess what? She was from Regina on a holiday. That's the truth. That's not even funny. That's the truth.
Whoa. Did I just snort? Frenzy. He's on fire today. From my friend Rob Peterson, Realty One, longtime sponsor of RodPeterson.com. So great to hear you again, my friend. Thank you, Rob. And I hope your dad, Lyle, is able to tune in as well and has joined the show. From Conan Daly, statistician from Calgary, formerly of the Stampeders. He says the Stampeders have released international quarterback Troy Cook, international running back Gerald Holmes, and national receiver Atlee Simon.
And Simon's from Regina.
So the Stampeders have released those guys. Nelson Hackowich's West Division predictions has Calgary 1, Edmonton 2, Riders 3, Winnipeg 4, the BC Lions 5th. That from Nelson. Oh, by the way, we got a pre-tape interview lined up for when the show's over today with Daron Carter. DC will be on the Rod Peterson Show coming up by the end of the week.
And Jordan Ewart says, John, I lived in Winnipeg for 5 years. You're wrong, friend.
You're saying lots of good-looking women in Winnipeg.
Yeah,
I need to take you to Winnipeg. Maybe we'll go there for Banjo Bowl. There was a time... Clark has intervened. I think it's a good time that we go to a commercial because I was going to get into the story, Lynch, of when I took you on the road to Calgary when you had to do color in 2008. Oh. Remember that?
I'd never forget it.
This is called a tease.
I don't think...
Can you tell that story in the air?
I think we can tell whatever we want on the air.
Oh, that's an unbelievable story.
We're not regulated by the CRTC.
But the end would make you sick.
Depends what your vantage point is.
How will he react to it if we tell him the truth?
He was all nervous about doing a first game that you haven't done a game for 30 years, so I took you out in the town and loosened you up a little bit. What's the problem? Right? And it worked.
And we went to another first place, got some good pictures, second place. We had a good time. We had some good time dancing.
We went to a club in Calgary and had Lynch out of the dance floor. We should break. It's the Rod Peterson Show. and get your comments loaded up on Facebook. Our daily poll, by the way, fired up. Are you going to the Ryder preseason game Thursday night or staying home to watch Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final? 50.8% of respondents saying they're staying home to watch the Blues and Bruins Game 5. 49.2% say they're going to the Riders. Have they announced that that's live streamed or not, the Riders?
I haven't seen the announcement.
We don't know if the Riders are live streamed. The Bombers did. Kudos on the Bombers. I enjoyed that broadcast. We'll be right back on Facebook Live and rodpeterson.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now.
You see them everywhere. Those awesomely massive decals around the city? Yep, that's Sleek. Those sweet-looking graphics on businesses, buses, and billboards? Sleek, sleek, sleek. Basically, if you want to go big, you go with Sleek Signs. SleekSigns.com.
Lay back and kicking it. Let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Rod Peterson Show continues, Facebook Live and rodpeterson.com. Darren, we should, before I get into today's sports update, tell our viewers and listeners that if you're unable to catch it live, and so many people are today, I can tell, where they can catch it after the fact.
Yeah, podcast is up at rodpeterson.com. And I'll tell you, if you listen to podcasts, the podcast from the first 2 days in hour-long segments is up. The podcast is on Stitcher, CastBox, Apple, Overcast, Google, Google Home, Acast, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. So
that's everything.
I think that's just about every CastBox. Did I mention that? Yeah. So
yes, you did.
Everywhere.
So this is what I love about this job. I show up for 2 hours and talk. Darren does all the work of that kind of stuff. You got Clark booking. You got Ryan on the tech end of it. And it's just going to be fantastic,
Great
Lynch.
Sitting here, you guys.
Great sitting here. All right.
And speaking of business, got to put you to work. The poll question today was, we got to get this on the web. It's going to be at rodpeterson.com too. The poll question is what?
Are you going to the Ryder game tomorrow night or are you staying home to watch Game 5 of the Stanley Cup? And what? It's about 50-50. But our friend Taylor Curry, who does a lot of work with me, has written in and said the game will not be streaming will not be live streaming from the Riders tomorrow night. So you got to go or listen. But I'll be going to the game, and I've invited you, DuPont. Have you decided yet if you're going with me?
How can I not?
Okay,
right?
DuPont and I will be rolling together in my season tickets, which I've had for years. And Lynch, you're going to be in a luxury suite.
That's right, with Tom Shepard and John Lipp. How about that? What more can a guy ask for?
The old boys club.
The old boys club. I think we're next door to Paul Hill, too.
All right, well, that'll be fun.
No, I got to tell you something, Darren. It's this quarterback thing's going crazy, eh?
Yes.
But that the realistic facts are that there are 7 billion people in the world, right? 7
Give
billion
or take.
People in the world, and only 41 can play football. Our quarterback.
This is some, I don't know where you're going with this, Lynch.
That's, I got that from Steve Mariucci. He did a lot of research on it. Only 41, 32 in the NFL, 9 in the CFL. Capable quarterback, I should say.
Yeah, but not all 7 billion want to be starting quarterbacks. So think about that. This is one thing people
but
don't.
The odds should be a lot better.
You should be able to find starting quarterbacks,
that's
is what you're
it
saying.
It should be easier. Yeah. 7 billion people. You should be able to find somebody who can throw a football and make plays.
That's right.
Yeah. The personnel people tell me it's just not that easy. By the way, to today's first sports update, the NBA Finals shift to California as the Toronto Raptors face the Golden State Warriors in Game 3 tonight. Golden State will be without star Kevin Durant, who's recovering from a strained right calf, and Klay Thompson, who left Game 2 with a hamstring injury. He's listed as questionable. Kevon Looney is out for the rest of the series with a costal cartilage fracture. By the way, Michelle is watching at Uniglobe Action Travel, and she has informed me that Tenille Arts, the hottest young singer on the music scene from Weyburn Darren, will be singing the Canadian National Anthem tonight at Oracle Arena ahead of Game 3 of the NBA Finals. Weyburn's Tenille Arts.
That's mind-blowing how big that is. and yes. how big that is for her.
It's fantastic. And you've seen her?
I saw her.
She's beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I saw her open for Dean Brody at Casino Regina last summer. She was fantastic, as was Dean Brody. But thank you, Michelle, from Uniglobe for that. And by the way, this talk about sports trips, should we do it with Uniglobe? Yeah?
Maybe.
Where are we at? Are we going to do a sports trip?
Well, yes. At some point. We have to. The people want it.
The people have spoken.
The people want it.
Lynch, what did you think about Arizona when we went down there on that sports trip?
Oh, absolutely out of this world. Incredible. One of the great trips of my life. So much fun. And so many people from Arizona, residents, of, former residents of Saskatchewan, BC, all dressed up in green and white, come to the party. We had a ball.
We had a ball.
Unbelievable.
Do you remember? We were leaving the Cardinals game, and you got fatigued. So you sat on that big rock out front of the Cardinals stadium, remember?
Yep.
And I went to go get the car. Do you remember who stopped by to chat with you? Remember that guy?
Yep. From Cable.
Plenty. From Plenty.
Plenty.
Byron McCrimmon.
Byron McCrimmon. Oh, that was great. He was fantastic. And he knew me because he lived in Wilcox and I lived in Rollo. He knew me, for God's sake.
That's Kelly McCrimmon's dad.
Yeah, he was.
The general manager of the Vegas Golden Knights recognized Lynch sitting on a stone.
Yeah.
In Glendale, Arizona.
That's right. And I said to him, what is wrong with this football and hockey teams down here? And he said, they're too tired. It's too hot here. They're worn out all the time. Said, well, that's different. I never heard that one before.
That's a new one.
Yeah, I said, that's a different.
Nothing wrong with the Golden Knights, though. It's nope. about the same climate, and that's his kid's team.
But the hockey at the time, team. Hockey's been a disaster. It's been a disaster.
They have been a disaster.
And the coach is going to Edmonton. Oh, my God.
Tippett.
Yeah,
we're getting off track here. Sorry. I'll finish my sports update. Bruins top defenseman Zdeno Chara has not returned after he was hit in the face by a deflected puck in Game 4 against the St. Louis Blues on Monday. Boston preparing for Thursday's Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final without their captain. Steven Strasburg earned his 1,000th career victory as the Nationals rallied past the White Sox 9-5 last night. And Bruce Bochy joined John McGraw as the only Giants managers to win 1,000 regular season games when San Francisco beat New York behind Steven Vogt's tie-breaking 2-run double in the 10th inning. That was all last night. So we'll get to the more comments here. Al Kruger, watching from Vancouver, he trained me at CFSL Radio in Weyburn. He trained me. So if you have a problem with me, blame Al.
Tennille's his cousin. Woo!
He says Tennille is his cousin. And Al is from Mydale. Michelle Cornets Shaw says, yes, they're in for the sports trip. And Paul, our producer and owner of IKS Media, says, Dallas. I want to do Dallas. You want to do Dallas.
I want to see that stadium.
Debbie did Dallas. John, you want to do Dallas?
I want to see that stadium. That's all I'm concerned about seeing in Dallas. You can't take me anywhere else.
Well, there's a lot of things to see in Dallas. There's the Dealey
Plaza. I've heard that before from you.
Yeah. Oh, it's a fantastic town. What else do we have here? Yeah, check the prompter. From Conan, again in Calgary. We're starting to think it's a Calgary show. Hey, Conan, work your angles and get Bo Levi on the show. He said he didn't want to come on. Anyways, Conan says, between Darren's toes and Lynch showing some leg, you might have some problems with the sensors.
Never thought of that. Eh? That's pretty good. Eh?
Thank you, Conan.
That's good, Conan.
What is it with the legs? It was Marshall's legs on day one.
What do you do otherwise, Conan?
It's distracting, clearly.
And
punting game. As we were driving here in Big Bird around the ring road, Lynch just blurted out, punting game. Remember?
Yeah, sure do.
And I said, what about it? And you said John Ryan's punting average wasn't very good in Calgary the other night.
No, it wasn't very low. His punting average coming out of the NFL after 16 years is 44.8. He's a great punter. We haven't seen a prodigious punter like that. You ever heard those words before? Prodigious?
No, I have, but not associated with a punter.
Since Glenn Dobbs was here in 1951, you guys weren't even thought about by then. And everybody would go to the games to watch Glenn Dobbs throw the ball and run. And also kick the ball at 45, 50-yard average per game, usually. Just fantastic. And his punts were so high and towering, they'd give the coverage team so much time to get downfield and cut the return down to nothing. And we had a lot of talk every game about Glenn Dobbs punts, and everybody watched his punts. And a lot of people would go to games and have a little pool. They'd bet on what would the length of Glenn Dobbs' first punt be. And I think they'll do that tomorrow night in Regina. for John Ryan.
Are you for real right now?
John Ryan's got to come through now. I mean, he got some good pick, big punts. He can really affect fields to you. Field position, yeah.
You're right. I mean, when you think about it, there's a lot of expectations on him to come in and have this NFL-style leg and this NFL-caliber leg and really impact the game.
Yeah. It sure can.
Yeah, and you know, the reports from camp and watching and things like that, he was kicking the ball a long way and showing off his leg. Clearly, he still has a strong leg. But in the game, you know, 38, 39 yards or whatever he's kicking the ball, it makes me think that they don't want him to kick the ball very far. They're pretty happy with Josh Bartel putting it in the right place, not outkick. You know, you don't want to outkick the coverage. Makes me start to wonder that they're not asking him to kick it a million miles.
Well, I was watching the game Friday night, as you both were. Those punts looked fantastic to me. So when I got the stat sheet afterwards from the CFL, I'm like, 39.3?
Yeah.
They look longer than that. And then it was 118 yards total on three punts. It was 39.3.
That loss was a team loss. Would you say that?
Yeah.
By everybody.
Everybody.
Yeah,
unfortunately, it was.
When are you going to forget about the game, John?
Pretty soon, but I don't like losing like that. And you don't either.
Especially in Calgary.
Especially of all places. Calgary, your favorite city.
See, right. And that's right, because Calgary has become a bigger rival than Winnipeg.
Yeah, sure they have. And somebody's got to beat these guys pretty soon, eh? They got a dynasty going for them. The last 6 years, haven't lost more than four games to you guys.
By the way, speaking of Calgary, I'm going on the radio in Edmonton right after this show. The Dave Jamieson Show. TSN 1260 to come on and talk about the Rod Peterson Show and the Riders. And I want to tell him that my wife has presented me a list with cities that she would consider moving to if there was another job.
And Edmonton wasn't one.
Edmonton is on the list.
Is Calgary?
No. So these are the teams that I could be traded to. She gave me the list.
Yeah.
So here you go.
You wouldn't like Edmonton.
I love Edmonton.
You haven't worked there.
Yeah. Wow. You have?
Well, I worked with people up there, with Arl Crane.
Not good people?
Different.
We didn't work this out in your contract, this partial no-movement clause.
Yeah, the no-movement clause.
That only had a certain list of teams.
You gave me these are cities that I would move to. Anyways, from Jeff on Facebook, another great show. Love hearing Lynch. Have to have him on all the time.
I agree with that.
I'd have you on every day, Lynch, if it was up to me. It's DuPont that doesn't want you. From...
Look at old Joe says, Lynch in Dallas. Dallas will never be the same. From Joe Guinness. Hey, Joe Guinness in Moose Jaw is one of the really great guys that I've met. He's a super guy, isn't he?
He's a super guy. Absolutely. Joe Broken Toe. From Jean Dauphiné. Great looking show, guys. Tell your friends. Share it on Facebook. All the rest. Clark's telling me that we need to take a break. Mike Abu-Meshrick coming up. Before too long, it is the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and rodpeterson.com.
We've had three major market corrections in the last year. We're looking at recessionary times ahead, not sure when. Very difficult to predict the markets right now, just with geopolitical issues down in the States and in China. And you got the two largest economies fighting and throwing tariffs at each other. So it's a really scary time in the markets.
Brian Baker, managing partner and investment fund advisor with 2020 Wealth Management, Investia Financial Services, Inc.
The markets go up and they go down. You're generally, over the course of the last 100 years, can expect four good years and one crappy year. The problem is how do you time it? It's almost impossible to time. And the last thing you want is a crappy year right before you take out your pension. The strategy is designed for people who are retiring. However, we also put it in a place for people who are 3 and 4 years from retirement.
Your investments matter. Talk to Brian or Jody today, your retirement income specialist at 2020 Wealth Management, Investia Financial Services, Inc. Visit yourinvestmentsmatter.ca.
Mutual fund products are provided through Investia Financial Services, Inc., and insurance products are provided through Custom Plan Financial.
Oh yeah, he's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Rod Peterson Show continues, Facebook Live and online, live at rodpeterson.com. I got a good friend, Regina Police Service. Brad is his name. He's texted me in the break, and he's like, this is great. I wish I had didn't have to chew up so much data. I'm watching you on Facebook right now as he's driving around in his control car, well, while he's parked. And I just told him, here is the link, rodpeterson.com. Click listen live, and you got the audio. Yep. It takes up like 5% of the data.
Oh, it takes up nothing.
It takes up nothing.
Rodpeterson.com/ Listen live.
Every day, 10 a.m. to noon, live audio.
Podcasts are on the website, too. Podcasts are everywhere.
Sports update. The Raptors and Golden State Warriors tip off in California in the third game of the NBA Finals tonight. The series, of course, tied 1-1. Golden State will be without forward Kevin Looney, who will miss the remainder of the final with a collarbone injury. Weyburn's Tennille Arts will be singing the Canadian National Anthem ahead of Game 3 of the NBA Finals tonight in Oakland. Go get him, Tennille. Bruins coach Bruce Cassidy says defenseman Zdeno Chara will be checked out in Boston to see whether he'll play in Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final tomorrow night. Chara was hit in the face by a deflected puck in the Blues 4-2 win Monday night. That tied the best-of-seven series at 2-game each. And Pavel Datsyuk isn't returning to the NHL. The 40-year-old center signed a one-year deal with his hometown Russian club in the Continental Hockey League. To the Facebook feed, Riley Pollock, a producer at Fan 960 Radio in Calgary, writes in. He says, love adding the show to the morning routine the past few days. Great show, Rod. Well, thank you, and thank Darren and all everybody at IKS and John Frenzy for coming in here today. The Daily Poll, by the way, which you can vote on Twitter, at Rod Peterson Show. Will you be going to the Rider game tomorrow night, preseason clash against Winnipeg, or will you be staying home to watch Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final? And so far, it's literally about 50-50. It's like 51% watching hockey, 49% watching football. Yesterday's poll was, will the Raptors win the NBA Finals? Will they win the championship? 59% say yes, the Raptors will beat the Warriors in this series. 41% say no. So Thursday night, Riders and the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. We talked about this a little bit last night on In the Huddle. John Frenzy, want to talk about it today because I think it's some different viewers than we had last night. Chris Streveler will be on the field for the Blue Bombers. How much? We don't know. We're hearing that they're going to leave a lot of starters at home. He's not a starter. Maybe he's going to play a half. Are you in love with Chris Streveler?
Yeah, I am in love with Chris.
You're in love with Chris
Streveler. I love to have him like so many Rough Rider fans, but they're not going to get him. He's under contract with the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Well, maybe he's not. He's playing on his option, I guess. But he knows Rough Rider fans want him. He would be ideal with us. I hope we don't have to wait till next year to get a quarterback. So I'm going to ask you guys a question. Darren, do you feel better now about the quarterback situation after watching Fargo there play with Fargo?
I was encouraged, for sure. But I also feel that, I mean, Zach's the guy. If we're going to win games, it's got to be with Zach. I do think that if he happens to go down early, if he goes down in the preseason game or if he goes down early in the year, then we have a situation where we're in a panicked situation, because I don't know that Fajardo's necessarily ready to lead this team to a great cup yet. And I think at that point, you still have lots of time and you have to seriously consider, is Kevin Glenn somebody you want to bring in?
I got a guy.
Somebody who can start and actually win games when you need to. Now, if it's later in the year, then you evaluate if you're a contender or not.
Guys bet me $50 at the drugstore today that Kevin Glenn will be the quarterback here on July 1st when the Riders play.
If by that time, if Caleros isn't healthy, then that could very well be.
What were you doing in the drugstore so early this morning?
The other day.
Oh, well, you said this morning.
Well, I did not. It'll be four times with a Rough Rider. Very unusual, eh?
Yeah, that's...
It's the CFL. He's now officially belonged to every team, so let's go around twice.
Yeah,
or four times.
The merry-go-round.
Or four times.
But you know, your guy, Cody, has in Alabama, in Nevada, quite a career there.
Yeah. Fajardo, you're talking about.
Fajardo, 9,500 yards passing, 59 touchdowns, 3,500 yards rushing, and 44 touchdowns. So the guy can do it. Now, what happened in Toronto when...
He had Ricky
Vancouver?
Ray ahead of him.
Huh?
He had Ricky Ray ahead of him in Toronto.
Yeah. Well, he didn't get much action, all for third down situation, short yardage. So, I don't know. Did he? I don't know. He never had a chance, that's for sure.
Somebody was asking about Ottawa and Jonathan Jennings not winning the starting job there. Dominic Davis was named on Monday the starting quarterback for the Ottawa Red Blacks, guys. So, obviously, I've long been a Jonathan Jennings fan. I guess Marcel Desjardins and Rick Campbell maybe are not as big of fans. And the Riders passed on Jonathan Jennings, had the opportunity to sign him this free agency period. We're told didn't offer him a contract. Maybe they knew what they were doing, gents.
I guess they did, but I cannot believe what the general manager did there in the offseason, losing running back to Regina.
Powell. Trevor Harris.
Harris, the receiver, Greg Sellinger, to the Eskimos.
Ellingson.
Yeah.
Keep going.
I mean, just and the great lineman, eh? Sir Vincent Rogers. I like when a guy calls himself Sir. Sir Vincent Rogers. But he's already out for the season. But
I think he was named Sir by his by his mom.
Yeah.
Well, or has he been knighted?
He wasn't knighted. That's
knighted
what I was wondering
by
if he
Queen
was
Elizabeth.
Knighted.
Maybe he was.
But anyway, I can't understand how that general manager in Ottawa, who got a good load of people to start his career there 4 years ago when they needed a new franchise, and then took him to three Grey Cups and made some real good changes and bought some real good players in, could let all those key players go in one fell swoop. Stupid. Right?
Maybe it wasn't up to him. I mean, well, there's only so much money to go around.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
You don't get rid of your stars, and I told you about that last year, and you've agreed with me. You don't get rid of your stars.
You can't. Not even because of the product on the field, but it's your whole organization relies on those stars to sell tickets and engage young fans and give them something to believe in. If you don't know the players and you can't make a connection with the players, it's hard to fall in love with them. In an era now when loyalty doesn't exist anymore, for consumers, right? Think about it. You go where the gas is the cheapest. You don't, you know, mom and dad used to always go to the co-op no matter what, right? But we go where the gas is the cheapest.
Right.
We go who has the best special on beer or wings.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not often that we have our spot anymore, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Even with clothes and stuff, we go where the best deals are. And price is more important than loyalty. And, you know, when it comes to football, you got to continue to have that loyalty.
Now, I
loyalty
ask,
comes by having stars.
One more question. I've been told that Melnick and he are good friends. So Melnick told him about getting rid of that four stars off a hockey team, eh? And I'm sure he told him, hey, you don't have, you got it. You can do the same thing. You can get rid of the stars. You can rebuild because you've already done it sometimes. It looks to me like Guisard went and did it. Let the top guys go. I mean, I think the Red Blacks are in trouble now. I've talked to a great Red Black fan, and he says everybody's just ticked off with that, with the hockey and the football. What is happening in Ottawa? And I can feel for them.
Mm-hmm. Then you know, you see the jersey, the logo on the front is so much stronger, that means more than the one on the back.
Yeah.
That's in the locker room.
Yeah.
Well, this is maybe when Abu joins us after our next break, we can get into that. You know, I was talking about Wally saying that Daron Carter won't necessarily sell tickets in BC. When's the last time you bought a ticket to go watch a player? Because he was in town versus a team. I mean, Daron is, you know, they're hoping the BC Lions fans
we've
buy
had
tickets
three
to see him.
Major market corrections in the last
what
year.
Happened? Okay. So, okay. Anyways, when's the last time that some guy was coming through town and you wanted to buy a ticket to go see him play?
1948.
1948.
To see Keith Spaeth play quarterback for the Calgary Stampeders in the Western Final.
I'm just saying there's very few players. Like, you would have bought a ticket to see Gretzky when
no,
he came through.
But
you would have bought a ticket to probably see Doug Flutie. But,
no, but
these days...
But as a kid, and even through the early 2000s when you had the Canadian Air Force and you had Durant and you had these guys, you came to see them. It's not that you're... It's not like a concert where you're buying a ticket to see one guy or to see a guy come in from the road, but it gives you that attachment to your team. You know, because you know the stars. You buy a jersey and you actually put a name on the back because the guy's been there for 4 or 5 years and you've built that connection and you know everybody. It's so much better and easier to follow a team and follow a league when you know the players and you follow along, right?
Yeah.
If you don't know the players and you can't follow all their names, it's hard to... You lose interest in a hurry.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't become that important for you to buy a ticket. I like going to the game. It's fun. But you don't have to go. You're not always thinking about it.
Everybody's picking Ottawa for last.
What about Montreal? Not everybody's picking Ottawa for last. Everybody's got Montreal last.
Well, it's a terrible race down east, don't you think?
Well, you start looking at how you rank your teams, and it's probably not far off from how you rank your quarterbacks. And you look at Montreal and Ottawa. I mean, Dominic Davis, I mean, he's earned it. He's been patient. You know, I wish him the best, but he hasn't proven himself yet as a starting quarterback. Montreal's a bit of a mess. Toronto's in a little bit of trouble, too. Needing to, you know, see those guys with high potential take the next step. That has to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think you really rank your teams based on quarterbacks, and that's why the Riders are somewhere in the middle, because Zach is somewhere in that middle third.
Eastern Conference, very inferior to the West.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
Stay with us, everybody. We're going to take a timeout. Just want to tell you, if you are live streaming video at Facebook Live, thank you. Hopefully, you're on Wi-Fi. If you are concerned about data, the live audio is at rodpeterson.com, and the podcast every day lives there as well. Darren, do you want to tell our new viewers here where they can find the podcast besides rodpeterson.com?
You have a podcast app? Use that one. It'll be there. Stitcher, CastBox, Apple Podcasts and iTunes, Overcast, Google Play, Google Home. So ask your Google machine to play The Rod Peterson Show, Acast, Spotify, iHeartRadio. It's everywhere.
And don't forget to vote in our daily poll on our Twitter feed, at Rod Peterson Show. Are you going to Game 5, or are you watching Game 5 of the Stanley Cup on Thursday night, or going to the Ryder game? Right now it's 51% NHL, 49% CFL, right around there by a hair. Mike Abou-Meshrig joins us on set after this break. You're watching The Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listening on rodpeterson.com.
One of the things I'm also running into lately is people who have been declined for marijuana use in the past.
Brian Baker with youareinsurable.ca.
Insurers will decline you for more than just your health. They'll decline you for your lifestyle. And in the past, any type of marijuana use over 2 grams a week is going to send red flags up to traditional insurers, because for those people who are suffering from chronic pain, other illnesses such as Crohn's colitis or depression for that matter that have used marijuana as a treatment, they're probably using more than a couple of grams a week. Now we have legalized marijuana in the country, but don't expect the traditional insurers to have made that change to their underwriting policy. But I do have an insurer that will take care of the client.
If you've been declined due to cannabis, you are still insurable. Don't wait. Talk to Brian today. Brian specializes in finding critical illness, life, and disability insurance for hard-to-insure people just like you. Book your no-cost, confidential, risk-free consultation at youareinsurable.ca.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
You can't listen live, head to rodpeterson.com to watch all of our past episodes. Or join us at 4 o'clock for the repeat show. Let's head back to the studio now.
Show continues on Facebook Live and rodpeterson.com. Just ahead of two large football personalities on set. Just today's sports update, Golden State Warriors coach Steve Kerr has confirmed that Kevin Looney will be out for the rest of the series of the NBA Finals after a costal cartilage fracture. Following news that Durant is also recovering from an injury, a costal cartilage fracture, and will have to sit out. Game 3 of the NBA Finals tonight in Oakland. Weyburn's Tennille Arts will be singing the Canadian National Anthem tonight at Oracle Arena. So if for no other reason, tune in for that. Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final will see Boston without its top defenseman Zdeno Chara against the Blues. The Bruins captain was hit in the face by a deflected puck in Game 4. I got the Blues to win in 6. This will help. And Toronto's offense ignited behind a pair of homers in the fifth inning to beat the New York Yankees 4-3 on Tuesday. Clayton Richard allowed 2 runs and 4 hits with 3 walks and 4 strikeouts over 4 2/3 innings. So there's your sports update. As we stand here right now, we welcome to the program, along with Hall of Fame writer-broadcaster John Frenzy, soon-to-be Hall of Fame, I hope, lineman Mike Abou-Meshrig, Saskatchewan Rough Rider 0708. How are you doing, Abou?
I'm already in the Abou-Meshrig Hall of Fame.
Right, no kidding.
How are you supposed to sit now?
Why did you put on a suit to come in here?
You can't show your legs out.
Don't, you're not that important, buddy.
No, why? So why did you put it on? I don't understand.
Some people work.
Oh, you have a job?
Yeah, you used to see me on Mondays when I've got my hair not taped on correctly, and I've got, you know, sweats and stuff.
Is that a shot?
Running in at
that's
the last
a good
minute.
One. That's no, a great no, line, buddy. That's a great
middle
line.
Middle of the day, you're going to have to get used to me looking so good.
Okay. Well, we
and Darren especially. Like, he's probably used to being the best-looking person on the show. Nick's Lynch isn't always on, but.
Abu has come out chucking bombs, haymakers, from day one for him. Hey, I appreciate you coming on, by the way. It's been obviously evident to you that we're having a hell of fun here on the show.
Well, I actually thought you guys started running. Do I look at a camera? I don't even know.
Look at me, if you can help yourself.
Look at the floor.
I actually thought you guys were up and running last week. I mean, I've seen the senior ugly mug and the Rod Peterson decal everywhere. And man, this just looks great. You got the helmets up there, up against the wall,
right.
And all that.
This place just bought me
shots. Place looks fantastic. You know,
it's just going to be fantastic.
It's just great.
Love what we've done with the place.
I like
right?
the brickwork there. It's tough. That's what you were doing a couple of weeks ago when you couldn't come out to that thing we were doing.
That's right. But thanks for the invite, anyways. Hey, I'm turning the show over to you two football mavens. You two talk about the game tomorrow night or whatever you want to talk about. John, you love Mike Abumesh, right?
Yeah, he's a great one. I loved him when he was playing for the Rough Riders.
There you go. You were the one.
Huh?
You were the one that loved him. I knew
well,
there was
I have
somebody.
A bone to pick with you about what you said earlier on the show.
Uh-oh.
About the women of Winnipeg.
Oh, well, you can't do that.
I just did.
Well, that's true. It's not even a joke. That's what happened to me.
In all seriousness, the women of Winnipeg I find to be uncharacteristically good looking. I mean, you go out of town 1 minute out of Winnipeg, not Winnipeg. That's my analysis of the game. That's why you have me on the show.
You married a girl from Winnipeg.
And my daughter was born there, so.
John Lynch, by the way, if you missed it in hour one of the program, said that there is only one good looking woman in Winnipeg. He went up and talked to her, and it turned out she was visiting from Regina. Ba-dum-bum. Shh. Lynch, we're trying to gain viewers in Winnipeg,
by
the way.
One guy told me to put my sock up.
I asked you guys to talk football.
Okay, Michael.
Jackson Seal writes in and says, is Klay Thompson playing in Game 3 of the NBA Finals tonight? Klay Thompson listed as questionable by head coach Steve Kerr. From Christopher Evans, looking good, Mike. Great to see you on the show. From Conan, he says, nice effort, Mike. At least someone realizes they're on a visual medium, too.
Yeah, no legs are being shown. These pants are really tight. You can kind of see the style.
I asked these
tight they are,
producers what I should wear, and they said, whatever you're going to wear on your day, wear it. So that's I can be seen wearing Under Armour on a daily basis.
That's the great thing about the show. And that's what we do. We just show up and we talk about sports. We don't prepare, obviously.
Well, Michael, come on. No. Okay, I'm seeing this early season big game tomorrow night with the Bombers. I think it is for the Riders, pride-wise, and for the coach, Craig Dickinson. Am I overrating it?
They need to put something out there. They did nothing. 37-1, that wasn't even football. That's embarrassing. That's horrible. Now, you want me to take something positive out of it?
Yeah.
The way that I watched the game, I thought the Riders were up 37-0. The offensive line play was outstanding.
Always say that.
No, he doesn't.
No, so, but I don't have to say it anymore, maybe. Let's put it that way. It was outstanding. Granted, they didn't bring a whole lot of pressures. They brought four-man rush, you know. But the one-on-one battles were there. The quarterback had time to throw the ball. Now, what you're saying, we got. If Zach's playing, we got a team. If he's not playing, and you can't look into the future, you can only look back. Am I supposed to be looking at him? Now I'm all thinking. Zach's
Welcome
probably
inside.
Not going to play.
Yeah.
But if Zach has the time, he's one of the top quarterbacks in the league. If he stays healthy.
He
and
should
that's a
have.
Big F.
He, let me put it this way. He should have a time because of the people on our offensive line.
Yeah. 69. Wow. He came out of. I was really looking at it. Sorry.
The center?
The center did really well. I was looking
Braden
at.
Sham.
Yeah. 64 was a little bit. I was hoping
that
for...
That was Shepley, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, Shepley. Thank you. Too many names. Have an Abumeshrek out there. Keep it easy for us. And that it's tough watching preseason games
well,
with
not
all the names.
We got Michael. We got Willie Jefferson out there, who's really tough, right?
Yeah. Well, our offensive tackles, I'll put them up against anyone's in the league, and I know someone's going to think of someone. Our tackles are as good as anybody.
Seth Coleman, you like him?
As good as any, yeah. As two of them together. I mean, and there's some big boys on the back. I don't even know their names, but there's some big boys backing them up and some junior boys. That off, I was up there last Monday looking at practice. And again, I don't know the names. I'm sorry.
Johnny Furlan from the Husky,
Thunder, 75?
From the Thunder.
Like Benny Good said to me in my rookie season, do something, kid, and I'll remember your name. so there you go.
Clearly you did.
We'll ask Benny Goods.
10 yeah. years later.
Well, yeah, you know, that's a little motivation. It's the stupid things that you remember.
What did you think coming into Regina when you're playing for Winnipeg?
When I was playing for Winnipeg?
Yeah.
In what regards? Because when I played,
were you anticipating something?
We were in the East and they're in the West. So I being from Toronto, I never I got a taste of the rivalry, but the game didn't really matter. You know what I mean? Like in the standings, it was just 2 points. It wasn't a 4-point game. So the reason why I'm here is probably because I got some good stories from the Winnipeg bench. The little girl giving me the finger, you know, the hotel room bombings of horns and sirens and girls trying to sneak into our rooms and stuff to keep us up.
Oh, that was so horrible for you, I'm sure.
You don't want to say that quote.
Well, Brett McNeil kept me on the straight and narrow.
Lumpy.
Well, yeah, he kept me on, like, he taught me that life is a curved path. But
I'm just saying,
that path never goes through that
At the Regina Inn, girls were trying to sneak into the Bombers hotel rooms, and you had a problem with it.
I couldn't tell you this. Yeah, no, when we came here, it was my first Labor Day experience. So it would have been 2000, because it was PR 99. We came into town. It was the last year we stayed at the Regina Inn. And at about 2 o'clock in the morning, the Regina Police Service, thank you for all that you do, because there was a lot of crime going around our building at the time, and those sirens were all night. There was people.
It's right in the heart of North Central.
Well, yeah. Coincidence, yeah. All night, sirens. You know, people, co-eds were banging on our doors, trying to get into our rooms to keep us up at night.
That happens to Lynch all the time.
I know, but some of us weren't used to it. That's part of being a celebrity.
You shouldn't word it like that, should you? You.
That time that Lynch came on the road with us to Calgary to do the game, he said that he was up until 2 in the morning. There was a gal knocking on your hotel room door. Remember keeping you awake? So finally at 2, you got up and let her out.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Took people
that's your
a while.
Best joint. That's your best one today.
That's my best one today. Abu, you were saying the other day when we were lounging poolside in your spacious South Regina estate that you're glad that you ended your career in Saskatchewan rather than began it. If you're going to play 10 years in the CFL, this was the place to end it. Explain why, please.
Well, and it started with, we're talking about guys that play their whole career here and don't really know how good they have it or how it's like on the outside. And I started in 1999 with Winnipeg, and they were going through some troubles, and it was like the players versus the management. And you just didn't go over to the other side. Like, you had to ask permission to get your check kind of thing. Yeah, it was just kind of that kind of environment. Then I went to Ottawa, and it was a little bit too lax. It was an awesome place to play because we had a lot of fun with a lot of guys, but we didn't win any games. And then I went back to Winnipeg as an adult, and they had turned things around. Then I came here, and people gave a...
Gave a crap.
A question for later. Can we swear?
Yep.
I don't. But people cared. Whether you win or whether you lose. You know, and you talked about coming in as a visitor. Boos are just like cheers, right? When you hear a stadium booing for someone, that's just as good as cheers for the athletes. People care what you're doing. You know, you go play in Toronto, it's nothing. Nobody cares. It's tough to kind of manufacture that energy. See the Raptors game last week. You know, fans do create an environment.
The Labor Day game, Winnipeg used to come with their band day and play right in the corner. They'd set up there. It was just fantastic. And uniforms on, it was unbelievable.
Oh, you can't manufacture that college day experience. You know, you either have it or you don't. Coming in as a player, it was all there, except the 4 points weren't on the line. It was, we're playing a Western team. When you ask me who my rivalry was when I was playing, it was Anthony Calvillo. And I can't stand Montreal. To this day, they could lose every game forever, like 100-0, and I would still wouldn't be satisfied.
I know it was a horrible feeling, just even as the broadcaster rolling up to Percival Molson Stadium, and you're sitting on the bus before you go in, and it's not if you lose that day, it's how bad are you going to lose to Anthony Calvillo and the Montreal Alouettes. That was the domination they had for so many years. Mike Abou-Meshrick with us, John Lynch in studio, coming up on the Rod Peterson Show this morning from the Pro Bowl Riding Tour. Our good friend Sean Gawley and Chad Bestplug, Saturday night, Mosaic Place in Moose Jaw is the place to be as they're back in another June, and I'll be there to enjoy it, and I'm going to be enjoying the visit with those guys coming up a little later on here in hour two. We'll be right back after this break. You're watching The Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and rodpeterson.com.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com. Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms.